Hello, this is Marco, and today I will be reading The Atrocious Fairy Tale, made by Daniel Errico and illustrated by Don Hill. I must warn you, this book is atrocious. The characters are odd, and one of the pages has sprung a leak. Even some of the order are in the wrong words. Is the worst of the worst, so don't say I didn't warn you. Our story begins with an atrocious king. None of his rules made any sense. Tuesday, said the king, there is no such day, and I'll hear no more of it. From that day on in his kingdom, Monday was followed by Second Monday or First Wednesday. His daughter was an atrocious princess. She was not fancy and polite like most princesses. Despite talking princess lessons each day, she never brushed her hair. She smelled of month-old bananas. She even set traps inside her story. One day, the princess went missing in her place. There was a note that read, I've taken the princess. You me catch never will. After reading the note twice, the king commanded the greatest hero in the land to find his daughter. The greatest hero in the land happened to be an atrocious hero. He was often too frightened to leave his home and got scared by butterflies. However, he had once defeated two caterpillars and a moth in a single battle, and this made him the greatest of all heroes in the land. The hero rode to the castle of the meanest villain in the kingdom, but the villain too was atrocious. He brought flowers to old ladies whenever he could. Out of the kindness of his heart, he once built a house for someone who needed it. The hero stormed the gate and charged into the dungeon of the villain's castle. Surrender the princess, he yelled while shaking in his armor. I won't have a princess, said the villain. I use this dungeon to bake cookies, but watch your step because there's a leak. The hero is more confused than usual. If you didn't take the princess, then who did? Asked the hero. We should go ask the dragon what he thinks. Mind you, this was an atrocious dragon. He was known for being smart, not fierce and ferocious like dragons are supposed to be. He brushed his teeth every night, and when he breathed, there was no fire, just minty freshness. The dragon was very upset when they found him. Someone stolen my gold, and they left this note in its place, he cried. It read, your gold is with the princess, mine it is now. This is odd, said the hero. Very odd, said the villain. Phew, said the dragon, who always flossed his teeth when he was upset. Perhaps the queen knows something. The queen was running around the castle when they arrived. She was actually not so atrocious. She hired the royal scribes. My treasures are missing, she cried. My books and jewels and fine silk. Someone has taken them and left this atrocious note. It read, your treasure is mine. Don't try to bother find it. Whoever has stolen your treasure has the princess, said the hero. Here are some flowers, said the villain. Look, said the dragon, there are footprints of dirt on the floor. They followed the footprints all the way up to the tallest tower in the tallest part of the castle. When they looked inside, they found all the gold, books, jewels, and silk covered in dirt, and sitting on a throne on top of the pile was the princess. Why did you steal these things? Asked the queen. I want to go to my writing lessons, said the princess. Who needs it? You do, said the queen. The villain, knight, and dragon all agreed. The princess had to return what she had stolen, apologize, and go to her lessons 6 days a week. She was an atrocious student when they began, but she got better each day. It took the dragon hours to brush all the dirt off his bones. The villain developed a taste for soggy cookies and baked them all the time. The hero decided it was finally time to battle a butterfly and lost. The queen insisted that the entire atrocious tale be written inside one of her muddy books. I warned you this book was atrocious, and now it is over. Perhaps one day you could write a better one. The end. Thank you for being with me and goodbye. Wait, one more thing. Link in bio, subscribe. What? It wasn't recording? No, come on.
What do you mean? Oh, it is recording. Okay, so.